You're listening to the audio production of Systematic Theology, Part 2, An Introduction to Biblical Doctrine by Wayne Grudem, published by Zondervan and read by Tom Parks. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit www.harperchristianaudio.com. Part 5. The Doctrine of the Application of Redemption. Chapter 31. Common Grace. What are the undeserved blessings that God gives to all people, both believers and unbelievers? Explanation and Scriptural Basis. A. Introduction and Definition. When Adam and Eve sinned, they became worthy of eternal punishment and separation from God. Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. In the same way, when human beings sin today, they become liable to the wrath of God and to eternal punishment. The wages of sin is death. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. This means that once people sin, God's justice would require only one thing, that they be eternally separated from God, cut off from experiencing any good from Him, and that they live forever in hell, receiving only His wrath eternally. In fact, this was what happened to angels who sinned, and it could justly have happened to us as well. God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until the judgment. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. But in fact, Adam and Eve did not die at once, though the sentence of death began to be worked out in their lives on the day they sinned. The full execution of the sentence of death was delayed for many years. Moreover, millions of their descendants, even to this day, do not die and go to hell as soon as they sin, but they continue to live for many years, enjoying countless blessings in the world. How can this be? How can God continue to give blessings to sinners who deserve only death, not only to those who will ultimately be saved, but also to millions who will never be saved, whose sins will never be forgiven? The answer to these questions is that God bestows common grace. We may define common grace as follows. Common grace is the grace of God by which He gives people innumerable blessings that are not part of salvation. The word common here indicates something that is common to all people and is not restricted to believers or to the elect only. In distinction from common grace, the grace of God that brings people to salvation is often called saving grace. Of course, when we talk about common grace and saving grace, we are not implying that there are two different kinds of grace in God Himself, but only that God's grace manifests itself in the world in two different ways. Common grace is different from saving grace in its results. It does not bring about salvation. In its recipients, it is given to believers and unbelievers alike, and in its source, it does not directly flow from Christ's atoning work, since Christ's death did not earn any measure of forgiveness for unbelievers, and therefore did not merit the blessings of common grace for them either. However, on this last point, it should be said that common grace does flow indirectly from Christ's redemptive work, because the fact that God did not judge the world at once when sin entered it was primarily or perhaps exclusively due to the fact that He planned eventually to save some sinners through the death of His Son. B. Examples of common grace. If we look at the world around us and contrast it with the fires of hell that the world deserves, we can immediately see abundant evidence of God's common grace in thousands of examples in everyday life. We can distinguish several specific categories in which this common grace is seen. 1. The physical realm. Unbelievers continue to live in this world solely because of God's common grace. Every breath that people take is of grace, for the wages of sin is death, not life. Moreover, the earth does not produce only thorns and thistles. Genesis chapter
Sample complete. Ready to continue?